Sai Ram, dear listeners, and welcome back to the studios of Radio Sai and to the Thursday live broadcast. A beautiful Thursday. Just now, you were listening to a soulful rendering of instrumental music emanating from Sai Kulwant Hall, and the performer was Miss Rupa Panesar from UK. I remember we invited this wonderful artist to the studio the last time she was in Prashantinilam, and we had the chance of having a conversation with her and recording her experiences and her moments with the divine, and she so humbly mentioned that everything that she is, every talent that she is blessed with is completely Bhagwan's grace. And even though she has so many accolades and she has performed with so many legendary artists of India and UK, starting with Pandit Shukumar Sharma to Pandit Ulhas Kashalkar to Pandit Shashank Subramanyam and so on, she said her greatest and most moving memory is her sitar recital in the divine presence of Bhagwan, first time in 2003 along with the late Jagjit Singh Ji, and then once again in 2009 in the divine presence of Bhagwan. At that time, in Bhagwan's physical presence, she had the chance to perform, to do a solo performance. And after that, she has come to this divine hamlet. Every time there was an opportunity, every time there was this group from UK, she's been coming and offering her music. And listening to her has been such an elevating experience, the way the music flows from her sitar. One only wishes, one only dreams and visualizes how much Swami would have enjoyed this music. Music, she says, is her life, and that is what she wants to do all her life, to spread the glory of God through music. That is what music can do to each one of us. That is how music can make our lives sublime. That is how music can connect us to the divine. And there are so many stories. If you read the biographies and if you speak to every artist who has distinguished himself in his or her art form, you will find that their most blessed moments are the moments when they feel absolutely connected with the divine, and that happens when they immerse themselves in music, and then music just flows spontaneously. I remember speaking to Pandit Ronu Majumdar, who said that when he saw Bhagwan, he did not know what to do. He said, "I saw the face of God. It was the most challenging time of my life. How could I perform in front of him? He was purity personified. I saw the purest fame, purest face on the face of earth." And he said, when I asked him, "Can you please express in words?" He said, "I cannot express in words. Please excuse me. Maybe I will play something." And he played such a beautiful piece, and then he said, "Please excuse me, I want to go back, and the whole night today I just want to only play. I just want to treasure this moment in some way. I want to relive this moment, and the only way I can do is just play something to my heart's content. That is the only way I can express gratitude and feel and contain that blessing that Swami has blessed me with." This was the experience of Pandit Ronu Majumdar after he performed in front of Bhagwan during the 85th birthday celebrations. That is what music can do. And the more we purify our music, the more we learn how to do it with least number of flaws, the more it elevates us, the more it becomes a flawless channel to connect us to the divine. And today, being Thursday, you heard the voice of the divine, you heard Bhagwan himself singing the beautiful Shiva Bhajan. And today we are going to learn in Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom one bhajan which all of you are familiar with. All of you want to learn how to sing perfectly. Let me not reveal that to you immediately. Let us first offer our humble salutations and let us think of him one more time intensely. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu. The time in the studios now is 6:47, and it's time now, let's move on thinking about Bhagwan and starting yet another episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom.
Let us first offer our most loving and reverential salutations at the lotus feet of the Supreme Master, our beloved Bhagwan, and pray to him so that we realize and live in his presence in every moment of our lives. With this prayer, let's begin this fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. And the bhajan we will be learning today is one which Bhagwan himself sang so often. This is the first line of this charming bhajan.
Prema mudita manase kaho Ram 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 Shri Ram Ram Ram.
So this is what we will be learning today, and let's begin by becoming familiar with the lyrics, and then we'll move on as always to the raga, the tala, the beat, the rhythm, the meaning of every word of this bhajan, and in the end we will listen to an excerpt of a presentation by brothers Ravi Kumar, Siddhartha and Ame during the National Bhajan Workshop held in Bangalore in the Vrindavan Ashram of Bhagwan in June 2013. So let's get started now with the lyrics.
Prema mudita man se kaho Rama Rama Ram. Paap kate dukh mite leta Ram naam bhava समुद्र सुखद नाव एक राम नाम परम शांति सुख निधान दिव्य राम नाम निराधार को आधार एक राम नाम माता पिता बंधु सखा सब ही राम नाम भक्त जनर जीवन धन एक राम नाम.
So that was the lyrics, which is in the language Hindi. And now that you are familiar with it, let's move on and learn to sing this bhajan. You will first hear Brother Ravi Kumar sing every line without any musical accompaniments. He will sing every line very slowly, and Brother Anirudh follows him after every line. Dear listeners, please join Anirudh in following this bhajan.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale F sharp pancham.
Prema mudita manase kaho Ram 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 Shri Ram Ram Ram. Prema mudita manase kaho Ram 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 Shri Ram Ram Ram. कटे दुख मिटे ले तराम नाम पाप कटे दुख मिटे ले तराम नाम
भव समुद्र सुखदनाव एक राम नाम
भव समुद्र सुखदनाव एक राम नाम
परम शांति सुख निदान दिव्य राम नाम
परम शांति सुख निदान दिव्य राम नाम
निराधार को आधार एक राम नाम
निराधार को आधार एक राम नाम
मात पिता बंधु सखा सब ही राम नाम
मात पिता बंधु सखा सब ही राम नाम
भक्त जनर जीवन धन एक राम नाम
भक्त जनर जीवन धन एक राम नाम
राम 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 श्री राम राम राम
राम राम राम राम राम राम राम राम राम श्री राम राम राम
प्रेम मुदित मन से कहो राम 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 श्री राम राम राम
So that was the beautiful tune of this bhajan in the voices of Ravi Kumar and Anirudh. And now let's move on and learn a little more about the framework behind this composition. Anirudh is here with us in the studios. Welcome Anirudh to this program.
Thank you Vishwa.
So tell us in which raga is this bhajan based?
This is a very beautiful bhajan composed in the raga Darbari Kannada.
Darbari Kannada.
And this bhajan, I think more than we singing in the bhajan group, Swami often sings after discourses.
Exactly. Everyone is familiar with this bhajan.
Yeah.
So go on, tell us a little more about the raga and then tell us about the swaras that make this bhajan.
Sure. Darbari Kannada, I think it's a very popular raga.
Oh yes, yeah.
Many compositions and many other bhajans are there in this raga.
Sarega ma padha ni pa sa sa dha ni pa ma pa ga ma re sa
This is the arohana and the avarohana of the raga. this is little high scale for male singers.
Okay.
Where we usually sing this raga in D pancham or C sharp pancham, but the composition is in the scale F sharp pancham.
Okay.
Sare Re is Shuddhri.
Yes.
Re to Ga. That is Komal Ga.
Yes.
Ma Pa Dha.
Dha is Dha 1.
Yes. Dha Komal.
Komal Dha.
Ni.
Ni is also Komal.
Yes.
So you have Ga, Dha and Ni.
Ni Komal.
Komal notes. I'll just do a little alap in this
raga. Sure, please go ahead. Compositions in this raga, right?
Yeah, it is a very emotional raga, which like you pine for God and
yes,
the deep devotion aspect is there.
Exactly, because you have the soft notes, it can really tug your heart when you really pull on those notes.
Yes,
the soft notes, dha, ni,
correct,
komal dha and komal ni. So tell us, Aniruddha, about the swaras of this bhajan.
Yeah. And I think Arvind Sai also can.
Yes, Arvind Sai is here with us. And as you give the swaras for the line, we will follow you.
Sure.
Prema mudita manase kaho Ram 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 Shri Ram 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 Sa 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 Ni Ni Sa Ni Pa Ni Re Re Ni Sa Re
Sa 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 Ni Ni Sa Ni Pa Ni Re Re Ni Sa Re
Re re re sa re ga
Re 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 sa re ga
Ma ma re re sa
Ma ma re re sa
Sa ni ni sa re sa da ni sa
Sa ni ni sa re sa da ni sa
Sa sa sa sa ni ni sa ni pa ni re re ni sa re 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 sa re ga Ma ma re re sa Sa ni ni sa re sa da ni sa
Sa sa sa sa ni ni sa ni pa ni re re ni sa re 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 sa re ga Ma ma re re sa Sa ni ni sa re sa da ni sa
Paap kate dukh mite Leta Ram naam Sa ni sa ga ma ga pa 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 pa
Sa ni sa ga ma ga pa 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 pa
Re ma re ma pa ni pa ga ma re sa
రే మరి మని పగా మరి
సని స గ మగ పాప పాప రే మరి మని పగా మరి
సని స గ మగ పాప పాప రే మరి మని పగా మరి
యా నెక్స్ట్ లైన్
భవ సముద్ర సుఖద నామ ఏక రామ నామ రే 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 స రే గా మా రే సా
రే 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 స రే గా మా రే సా
ని స రే స ద ని సా
ని స రే స ద ని సా
యా టుగెదర్
రి 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 స రి గ మ రి స ని స రి స ద ని స
రి 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 స రి గ మ రి స ని స రి స ద ని స
యా అండ్ ది ఫాలోయింగ్ స్టాన్సాస్ ఫాలో ద సేమ్ ట్యూన్
ట్యూన్ యా లిరిక్స్ ఆర్ డిఫరెంట్ బట్ ద ట్యూన్ ఇస్ సేమ్
సో ద సేమ్ స్వరస్
Apply to them also.
Okay. Yeah. And the last part.
Yes.
Ram, Ram, Ram. Ram, Ram, Ram. Ram, Ram, Ram. Shri Ram, Ram, Ram. Sari, sa, sa, ni, sari.
సరి స ని స
రే 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 స రి గ
రే 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 స రి గ
మా మ రే రే స
మా మ రే రే స
స ని ని స రి స ద ని స
సని ని స రి స ద ని స
Okay, I think with that we are done with all the lines of this bhajan. As yeah. you mentioned, some of the lines repeat. So the tune takes the same swaras for all the lines except for the last line.
Yes.
And before we conclude, Anirudh, maybe you can sing for us a few more bhajans which are based on this same raga darbari.
Yeah, definitely. There are many bhajans in this raga.
Lambodara jaya gajanana.
Arvind sir, why don't you add some darbari bhajans?
Yeah, one more bhajan which comes to my mind is, you know,
Rama Shri Rama Chandra Jaya Jaya Rama.
Yeah, it's a typical Darbari Kannada bhajan. And we have many in the list.
Mujhe darsh dikhao Bhagavan Gananath pahe gajan.
And Anirudh, tell us about the beat of this bhajan.
Yeah, this bhajan is in the beat Rupak Talam.
Okay.
That is 6 beat.
Okay.
The count is 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Prema mudita manase kaho.
Yeah. Wonderful. And that is, as you mentioned, it's called Rupakam.
Yeah.
In Carnatic music.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Anirudh and Arvind Sai.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For, I think this will definitely help people who sing this bhajan, who want to play this bhajan in different musical instruments. And this is a bhajan which so many people love. And I hope it will help many more to sing this bhajan with a lot more accuracy and a lot more devotion. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Sairam.
Sairam.
Now that we know the lyrics, the tune, the raga, the tala, let's get into the most important aspect, the bhava or the feeling with which we must sing this bhajan. Rendering a bhajan with heartfelt devotion is what will move the Lord. And for developing that bhava, we need to imbibe the subtle meaning of every word in the bhajan. So let's begin with the first line.
Prema mudita manase kaho Rama Rama Ram
Ram Ram Ram, Ram Ram Ram, Shri Ram Ram Ram.
Here the first word is prema, meaning divine, selfless, pure love. The second word is mudita, which means filled with. Manase, the third word, comes from man, which means mind, and se means with. The fourth word, kaho, means to chant. Therefore, the phrase prema mudita manase kaho means chant with a mind and heart full of love. The word Rama or Ram appears many times in this line, and literally Rama means the one who pleases. Ramyate iti Ramaha. Baba also says Rama is the indweller in every being. He is the Atma Rama, the source of bliss in every individual. His blessings upsurging from that inner spring within every being can truly comfort, peace and bliss. That is the meaning of the word Rama. The other word Shri is a term used to denote respect while addressing a person. So in this line, prema mudita manasakaho, Rama Rama Ram, Rama Rama Ram, Rama Rama Ram, Shri Rama Rama Ram. This is a bhajan which gives a clarion call to all of us to chant the name of Rama wholeheartedly with hearts and minds filled with love. Let's move on to the second line.
Papa kate dukha mite leta Ram naam.
The first word here is papa, meaning sin. Kate means eroding away. So papa ghate means diminishing of sins or annihilation of sins. The third word is dukkha, meaning sadness. And the fourth word is mite, meaning to wipe out. So dukkha mite means to wipe out sadness or sorrow. The fifth word is leta, meaning to take. And the sixth word is Rama, and the seventh word is Naam, meaning name. Bhagavan explains that the inner meaning of the name Rama is that it contains three syllables, Ra, A and Ma. Ra signifies Agni, the fire god. A represents Surya, the sun god, and Ma represents Chandra or the moon god. And the combination of these three letters constitute the Rama Nama, the name of Rama. Ra representing the fire god burns away our sins. A representing the sun god dispels the darkness of ignorance. And Ma representing the moon god cools our temper and produces tranquility. That is how Rama has the triple power of washing away one's sins, removing one's ignorance and tranquilizing one's mind. Baba also once said, when you utter the word Ram, you first open the mouth with the sound Ra. All your sins at that point go out. That is an opportunity for all the unpleasantness in you to go out. And then, when you utter towards the end of Ram, you close the mouth. And that and then the entry is barred against the sins that have gone out. And Baba adds, everyone should recognize the sweetness, the sacredness and the divinity enshrined in the name Rama. And it is for this reason that the great poet saint Tyagaraja sang, O mind, contemplate on the name of Rama with full awareness of its power. It is good to utter the name Rama with full understanding of all that it signifies, but even without that understanding, the chanting of the name has the power to destroy all sins. And this is what Saint Tyagaraja said. And what comes to mind is the beautiful story of sage Valmiki, who experienced the power of this name without even knowing the meaning or the inner significance of Ramanama. This famous sage who wrote the epic Ramayana was actually a dacoit named Ratnakara before he became a sage. He belonged to the tribal community. While most members of his community sustained themselves by hunting and living off what the forests provided, early in life Ratnakara chose to become a dacoit. robbing people traveling through the jungle. He was also cruel and ruthless, not sparing even the poor and the meek. One day, the celestial bard, Narada, passed through the forest where Ratnakara lived. Ratnakara, who was sitting on the branch of a huge tree, saw Narada and immediately jumped down and asked him to hand over all that he had. He warned Narada that if he failed to do so, he would mercilessly kill him. Narada then asked Ratnakara why was he engaged in robbery, and then the dacoit replied, "I have to do this to maintain my family. I have no income but have a family to take care of. What else am I supposed to do?" Then Narada smiled and said, "O hunter, I understand your difficulty, but are you aware that by robbing and killing you are actually accumulating grave sins? Are the members of your family prepared to share with you the consequences of your evil actions, even as you share with them what you gather through your robbery?" And then Ratnakara became confused. He did not know that through his actions he was actually collecting sins. And the prospect of now carrying the burden of his evil deeds all by himself bothered him. However, pretending to be confident, he emphatically declared, "My wife and children have no option. They have to share the sin." And hearing this, Narada smiled and said, "My dear fellow, I am not so sure about this. I suggest you go back to your family and check with them." Ratnakara, immediately shaking his head, he says, "Do you think I am a fool? If I go home now, you would just run away. I am never going to do any such thing." Then Narada assured the dacoit, "Listen to me, I am not afraid of dying. But I am anxious that you understand clearly what you are doing and what the consequences of your action would be. If you want, you can tie me up to this tree to ensure that I am here when you return. But please go home and check with your relatives and family." And thus Narada allowed himself to be bound, enabling the dacoit to rush back to find the answer to the question that had been posed to him. On reaching home, Ratnakara summoned his wife and children and said, "Listen, all of you. To take care of you, I have to engage every day in dacoity and killing. That is how I am able to feed you. Now in the process, I am committing a lot of sin, whose burden is too big for me to carry all by myself. And since I am doing all this for you, you too have to carry a part of the sin and bear its consequences." The moment his wife heard this, she was horrified and she said, "You are my husband and it is your duty to support and maintain all of us. We did not ask you to do this via robbery and murder. That is a choice that you have made, and therefore all the sin belongs to you and you alone. We have nothing to do with it." Ratnakara was stunned to hear this from his wife, and he immediately realized that there was some truth in what sage Narada was telling him. So he rushed back to the spot where Narada was held captive, and he promptly released the sage. And now falling at his feet and seeking his forgiveness, he cried, "O Holy One, I did what you asked me to do and discovered to my astonishment that while my family was quite ready to accept all that I brought for them, but they flatly refused to share the burden of my sin, arguing that I alone was responsible for all the sins that I had committed. Frankly, until you told me, I did not even know through my actions that I was actually committing sins. I am now totally confused and I do not know how to save myself. It is up to you to show me the way, and you must do so right now. Please have pity and help me. Under no circumstances should you abandon me." And he just fell at the feet of Narada. Sage Narada was now deeply moved by the rapid transformation in Ratnakara's attitude and understood that all this was happening as a result of divine dispensation. Therefore, speaking softly, he said, "Son, I am happy you have realized that what you are doing thus far is wrong. But have no fear, for there is a way out. Come near me, and I shall whisper in your right ear a sacred name. All you have to do is to chant that name constantly, because it is extraordinarily powerful. powerful, and in due course, it is capable of washing away even the worst of sins. And thus, Narada whispered the word Rama into the right ear of the now transformed dacoit, and he asked him to repeat it continuously. Legend has it that Ratnakara had great difficulty in even repeating the name Rama at that point, and so Narada suggested that maybe he could try chanting the syllables Ma and Ra quickly one after the other. And Ratnakara found that this separation of one word into two syllables and chanting them in the reverse order was a much easier task, and so he started doing exactly what Narada asked him to do. Soon he became so absorbed by the chant that he increased his speed, whereupon the two syllables telescoped, and now Mara, 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 Mara started sounding like Rama, Rama, Rama. In other words, even though the sinner started with the wrong sequence, thanks to Narada's strategy, the constant repetition became self-correcting, putting the dacoit on the right track. The story goes that Ratnakara became so focused in his chanting that he lost track of time and all his bodily needs. Over time, ants and worms and insects began to crawl all over him, and soon an anthill formed around him that grew to such an extent that he was totally enveloped by it. But one day, he broke through the cover and emerged as the sage Valmiki. As time progressed, a series of interesting events occurred which made him realize that he was blessed by the Lord to write poetry, and thus it was that he became the foremost poet in India. He wrote the epic volume Valmiki Ramayana that narrates the story of Lord Rama. So that is the power of the Lord's name. It can wipe away the most terrible of sins and transform a person into a completely new individual endowed with wonderful talents. So in this line, Papa Kate Dukkhamite Leta Ramanam. This means if you take the name of Rama, all your sins and your sadness, your sorrow will be removed, will be annihilated. Let's move on to the third line.
भव समुद्र सुखदनाव एक राम नाम.
The first word is Bhava, which refers to worldly existence. The second word is Samudra, meaning ocean. The third word Sukhada, meaning one that gives happiness. The fourth word is Nava, which means boat. And the fifth word, Eka, meaning one or one and only. The last phrase is Ramanam, which we already know. So in this line, Bhava Samudra Sukhadanava Eka Ramanam, it means the name of Rama alone is the boat that can ferry us happily across this ocean of worldly life. Let's move on to the next line.
परम शांति सुख निदान दिव्य राम नाम.
Here the first word is Parama, meaning supreme, and the second word is Shanti, meaning peace. The third word Sukha means happiness. The fourth word Nidhana means abode, and the fifth word Divya means sacred. Therefore, in this line, Parama Shanti Sukha Nidhana Divya Ramanam, we glorify the beautiful name of Rama as the one that is the abode of supreme peace and happiness. We now come to the fifth line.
Niradhar ko adhar ek Ram naam.
Niradhar comes from nir, meaning no, and adhara means support. Thus niradhara means those who are helpless and without support. The second word ko meaning for, and the third word is Adhara, again, which means support. So in this line, Niradhara ko adhar ek ram naam. We hail the name of the Lord as the one who is the sole support for those who are depressed, who have no support at all. Let's move on to the next line.
मात पिता बंधु सखा सब ही राम नाम.
माता means mother, पिता means father, बंधु means relative and सखा means friend. सब means all and ही means is. So in this line, Mata, Pita, Bandhu, Sakha, Sabahi, Ramana, we extol the name Rama as the one being who is everything for a person, a mother, a father, a relative, a friend. He is the all in all for everyone. We now come to the seventh line.
Bhakta janara jivana dhana eka Ramana.
The first word here is bhakta, which means devotee. The second word is janara, meaning of people. Jana means people and janara means of people. Jivana, life. Dhana means wealth. Here what comes to mind is the great devotee of the Lord Hanuman, who showed that the Lord's name is the only wealth, only dhana that we should aspire for in this world, and it is that which will endow us with all strength to carry out any task, however difficult they may be. Once when Baba had gone to Kodaikanal, the hill resort in the state of Tamil Nadu in South India, the festival of Ramanavami was celebrated there. That day, Swami materialized the pearl necklace that Mother Sita gifted to Hanuman at the time of Lord Rama's coronation. Lord Rama was distributing various gifts to members in the assembly, but somehow he seemed to skip Hanuman. Mother Sita was troubled by this apparent indifference. How could such a loyal one like Hanuman be overlooked on an occasion like this? And so she whispered to Rama that Hanuman should not be forgotten, but Lord Rama whispered back that Hanuman was way above material gifts. But Mother Sita was not quite satisfied by that reply. And so she took out a pearl necklace that she was wearing and offered it to Hanuman. While receiving the necklace, Hanuman gave it a suspicious look. And then he placed the necklace near one of his ears as if to check whether the individual pearls were emitting some sound. He appeared to examine every pearl in the necklace and once in a while even bite a pearl. Mother Sita was shocked by this behavior. Was Hanuman proving that after all he was a monkey? So she demanded an explanation for what Hanuman was doing. And then with great humility, Hanuman replied, "Mother, for me the name of Rama is supreme. An object is worthless if it does not resound with the name Rama. Some of these pearls are not emitting the proper sound and so I am just biting and testing them." Mother Sita was neither convinced nor amused. In fact, she remarked, "Pearls do not emit sound." And then Hanuman replied, "Everything that is saturated with the Rama principle will always emanate the name of Rama." And so saying, he said, "Let me demonstrate this to you." And he just plucked a hair from his body and offered it to Lord Rama. When Mother Sita took it near her ear, she could clearly hear the chant of Rama's name from that hair. And Baba, after narrating the story and materializing this necklace, he passed it around and asked the boys to carefully examine it, and sure enough, many pearls had teeth marks on them. And as everyone present there had a look, Swami made the necklace disappear, send it to where it came from. So in this line, Bhakta Janara Jivana Dhana Eka Rama Naam, we praise the name Rama as the supreme wealth in the life of a devotee. Let's move on to the last line.
Rama 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 Shri Rama. Rama Rama Ram.
This line summarizes everything that we've been discussing. We have to chant the sweet name of Lord Rama. We have to make this a continuous practice. And with that, dear listeners, we are done with understanding the inner meaning of every word of this bhajan to whatever little extent we can. And with this understanding and visualizing this beautiful Lord in our mind's eye, let us now listen to the complete version of the bhajan, and we will hear the bhajan now in Bhagwan's divine beautiful voice. And as he leads every line, let us follow with hearts full of love and gratitude.
प्रेम मुदित मन से करो राम 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 श्री राम राम कटे दुख मिटे बेत राम नाम भव समुद्र सुख नाम एक राम नाम भव समुद्र सुख नाम एक राम नाम परम शांति सुख निजान दिय राम नाम परम शांति सुख निजान दिय परम शांति सुख निजान दिय राम नाम परम शांति सुख निजान दिय राम नाम निराधार को आधार एक राम नाम पिता बंधु सखा सब की राम नाम माता पिता बंधु सखा सब की राम नाम माता पिता बंधु सखा सब की राम नाम भक्त जन जीवन धन एक राम नाम जन जीवन धन एक राम नाम Thank you.
to soak ourselves with these beautiful vibrations. Let us conclude this session of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom listening to a small extract of a presentation made by Siddhartha and Amay in the National Bhajan Workshop held in Bangalore in June 2013. Siddhartha and Amay explain what is the power of collective singing.
Why collective singing? Why do we take part in Sankirtanam where there is collective bhajans? It's like this. We are all traveling on the spiritual journey. And suppose you take a travel, you're traveling from Bangalore to Patti. You don't need to see Patti and walk towards it. You can't see Patti and walk towards it. You just walk towards it. But what you do need to see is just the path in front of you. Right? So this Namasankirtan is what lights up that path right in front of you. And the same path, suppose you're driving towards Patti, your car headlights will light up the road particular distance. Suppose you're traveling with a convoy of cars, say 100 cars, they're all going together. The road might not get, you might not see for a much further distance, but if your lights fail, you have somebody else's lights lighting up the way for you. Right? And I remember this point that Swami had made. Swami says that, you know, in the olden days, people, when they used to light these lamps, they wouldn't keep it inside the house. They would keep it on the threshold so that it lights up the inside of the house as well as the outside of the house. So Nama Sankirtan, or chanting the Lord's name, having it on your tongue, is like that lamp. It lights up your inside. It also lights up your outside. Right?
In fact, only Swami can give such beautiful analogies. You know, lighting the inside as well as the outside. That is why it is so important to have the name. There's one other example, that analogy that Swami gives when it comes to collective singing. And it's a very scientific example, because when you actually start singing, let us understand that sound is again vibration. And it is this sound which is, and this vibration which is actually making up the clouds. And so Swami says, when you start singing, that vibration is becoming the cloud. That cloud is pouring rain. That rain is cultivating your crops, and those crops are giving you the food, which in turn gives you the strength to sing. So it is a positive spiral that you are creating over here. Imagine a cloud laden with Rama and Krishna, with Bhagwan and Sai and Swami. Imagine what power that cloud will have. Imagine when that precipitates and falls, and that is the food that is going back into you. In fact, Swami says, today what we are seeing is the exact opposite. It is the negative spiral that is going on. We hear a lot of negative things. That negative is becoming a part of the cloud. That is what is giving us our food. And guess what? We are going into this negative spiral. To beat that, the only way is Nama Sankirtana. And that is why Swami used to say, Nagar Sankirtan is the best, because you are closest to the cloud. I mean, almost literally and figuratively. Right? That is the power that Swami, in a very beautiful way, says is of community singing or collective singing.
So that was Siddhartha and Amay explaining to us why we should do community singing and the force and the power behind a large group of people, a large gathering, pouring their hearts out together. That is the whole essence of community singing, of singing bhajans in groups, as a family, as a Sai center, as a society. And with that, dear listeners, we come to the end of the present episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did in bringing it to you. Please let us know your thoughts on this program. You can, as always, write to listener@radiosai.org. The sound engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek. And the background music was done by another alumnus of Bhagwan's University, who is now in Chennai, Mr. T.S. Ramakrishnan. With grateful hearts, we place this humble offering at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. So with this, it's time to draw the curtains on this segment of Thursday Live. From the studios, I am Team Radio Sai's Vishu, and my colleagues Prem and Sai Prakash are waiting to take over for our next segment on Bhagwan's discourses, Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. I will be back after they are done in 1 hour at 8:37, around 8:40, when we'll have fresh episode of Outside Inside
deep inside. And today we have a special conversation with the international chairman of Sri Satya Sai Organizations, Dr. Narendranath Reddy. He was here during the Guru Purnima celebrations, and in the midst of his busy schedule and numerous meetings, we had the chance to sit down and get his reflections on the Sai movement in different countries, the global mystifying Sai movement. So we'll hear to the first part of this conversation 1 hour from now. For the present, Shravanam Mananam Nidhyasinam. Thank you, Sairam.